Here in Jeremiah 48, we have a lot of talk about judgment coming upon Moab. And I just want to note that the judgment that is to come upon them is described as their fear. Verse 3, fear and the snare are upon you, inhabitant of Moab. Verse 44, he who flees from the fear will fall into the pit. So then I will bring on him, even on Moab, the year of their visitation. The idea is that condemnation from God was their fear. When Job feels that he's been condemned by God, he says, the thing that I greatly feared has come upon me. And time and again, when judgment is spoken of, it is spoken of as the fear coming upon people. Isaiah 24 talks about the condemned people fleeing from the noise of the fear. Lamentations 3 also talks about the fear, as if it is the judgment of God. 1 John 4:18, fear has torment, the King James says. I think the idea is that fear is associated with, or to be identified with, condemnation. And we are free from that if we are in Christ. But my point is that fear of condemnation is, I want to suggest, subconsciously there in all people. We are wired with some sort of conscience toward God. Now, some will claim, no, I'm an absolute atheist. I am totally indifferent to the future. And yet, in their hearts, I believe that they do quaver a bit saying that. Beneath all the bravado which is put on top of it, there is, I suggest, within human beings a wiring that is designed to actually have a conscience toward God. And the fear of final condemnation by your Creator is there deep within you. Likewise, the message of the cross, of the crucified Jesus, is, I suggest, a fundamental part of the gap, the hole, which is in every human heart. And that is why, when the gospel is presented, the true gospel of Jesus crucified and our responsibility towards God and the return of Jesus, judgment, etc., you know, Felix trembled, didn't he, when Paul put those things to him. There is in every human being a gap or a hole in the heart, a hole in the psyche that only Jesus can really meet. And when people are presented with that answer, those who are humble will say, yes, Jesus is the answer. This is it. And they intuitively feel that this is it. I've baptized very many people over the years, and I chat with them about why they came to Christ. Most of the folks I baptized were from non-Christian backgrounds. And this is what they consistently say. None of them were persuaded by empirical evidence in a sort of laboratory setting, as it were, summing up all the evidence and saying, yep, okay, the evidence is pretty strong, I'll go for that. Rather, there is this intuitive sense that this is, in fact, what I needed, what I was looking for all along. Now, the dots are joined. This is why the old missionary stories must be given their true weight, that they rocked up in some area and started to explain the gospel, didn't make much progress until they actually preached the simple message of the Son of God crucified for you and resurrected for you, and you can have a part in that. And then the penny dropped and the people's faces changed, and yes, this is it. All the empirical talk about evidence for this, evidence for that, never quite cut it. And I think that those old stories have some truth in them. I don't think they're exaggerated. I can see that that is the case. It's been true to my own experience in my later life. I mean, later to the time when those missionaries were rocking up in primitive societies in the 18th century, 19th century, etc. And so there is, getting back to Jeremiah 48, a fear in people of condemnation. And it is that which the believer in Christ is freed from. Because now, if we are secure in Christ, if we're baptized into him, we are identified with his death and his resurrection, and sin has had its condemnation in him. He there on the cross died the death of the sinner, of the criminal, the just for the unjust. He was, of course, personally sinless, and yet he carried not only our sin, but the condemnation for it. So then, when we read in chapters like this, Jeremiah 48, that condemnation for Moab was the thing they feared, this same fear is in fact in all people. As I say, people will act with great bravado and talk with great bravado and write on social media with great bravado that I don't care, I'm indifferent, all that God stuff is well behind me. So they say. So they say. And that is part of the narrative that is required of them. And yet, I don't believe that any of them truly are ever totally free from that fear of condemnation. I had a passing interest in David Bowie, who was, as you might know, a huge pop icon, who went to a school just down the road from me back in South London. And so I was sort of vaguely interested in the guy's biography and his sort of path in life. And he was a hardcore atheist. And as he was dying, he was asked on his deathbed, "Well, David, you know, you have any regrets?" He'd had a fantastically successful musical career, etc. Been there, done just about everything. Do you have any regrets? And he did. And he said, "Look, I've always been an atheist, but I just have this regret that, to be totally honest with you, now I'm facing death, I cannot quite free myself of the possibility that there is a God and that I am answerable to him." And I think he was being very honest, and I think that that fear of condemnation is there in everybody. And this, again, is where the simplest message of the gospel addresses that fear, that you are free, that you are not condemned. If you are in Christ, that all that has passed, we have passed from death to life, we have passed from condemnation to justification. We have been counted right by God's grace. Now, of course, we have to abide in that position, but we can all the same say with humble confidence that at this point, should I die or if the Lord comes back, I have passed from condemnation unto life. I'm out of darkness, I'm in the light, and my fears shall not come upon me. Whereas for anyone else in this world, those fears will always be there. And as I say, when condemnation and judgment came up real close for the people of Moab, they were fleeing from the fear, and the fear, another way of really describing condemnation, the fear caught up with them. The judgment of God caught up with them and came upon them. But we are free from that. We are absolutely free from that. And we should be able to therefore offer this as absolutely good news to the world. And the folks we talk with, for all their apparent utter disinterest, and for all their apparent disbelief and their apparent indifference, actually we are speaking directly on a deep psychological subconscious level, at the level of depth psychology, we are speaking to their deepest needs. And those who are humble will perceive that. And although they may not wish to be religious people and troop along the church and so forth, they will perceive that, and the humble amongst them will say yes to it.